Last week, Ivy spoke of Judgment Day.
他呢以新约的角度来探讨人要如何的面对末世的审判。
She advised on how we should face Judgment Day based on New Testament teachings.
可能大家已经对他上个礼拜讲到的内容都忘记了，除了他讲过2011那部电影，大家还记得之外。
Perhaps most of you have already forgotten what she talked about last week, and you can only vaguely remember mentioning the movie 2012.
今天我们要讲马拉基书的最后一讲了。Today
we'll be talking about the last part of the book of Malachi.
主题是如何侍奉神。And
the topic today is how we should serve God.
而侍奉神也关系到我们如何面对末日的审判。
Serving God also impacts upon how we'll be judged on Judgment Day.
所以呢，今天我们又用旧约的角度来看，末世是怎样的。So
let us examine what Judgment Day will be like based on the teachings of the Old Testament.
今天的经文呢，和以前讲的都是一样，是先以神和以色列人之间的对话做一个开始。The
passage today is the same as before, which starts off with the conversation between God and the Israelites.
神说， 你们用无理的话顶撞了我，你们还问我们用什么话顶撞了你呢？ 这从13节开始。
In verse 13 it says, You have said harsh things against me, says the Lord, yet you ask, What have we said against you?
原来以色列人说侍奉神是白费的，遵守他的吩咐，在万军之耶和华面前哀痛而行，又有什么益处呢？
And then the Israelites replied, You have said it is futile to serve God. What did we gain by carrying out His requirements and going out like mourners before the Lord Almighty?
那在这里我们首先要明白什么叫侍奉神。
First of all, we must know what it means to serve God.
我们刚才在崇拜开始的时候，那些在台上带领唱歌的人，做事情的人后面那一些，算不算是在侍奉神呢？
Before we started, there was praise and worship leaders on the stage and also people who prepared a lot in order to have today's service. Would that be counted as serving God?
算不算呢? 算的, 也可以不算的。
It can be counted, but it may also not be counted.
因为在教会工作，譬如说带领唱歌啊，这样的工作， 信耶稣的人能唱，不信耶稣的人也能唱。
Because these responsibilities at church can be carried out by believers as well as non-believers.
一个心里不信耶稣的人在教会带领唱歌，他的工作就不是侍奉神。
And if a non-believer leads at church or undertakes any sort of work at church, then it cannot be seen as serving God.
所以我想我们不能够用做什么事情来表达一个人是不是在侍奉神。
Therefore, we cannot measure whether a person is serving God based on their deeds.
事情和是不是侍奉神是两回事。
What they do and whether it's classified as serving God, they're two separate matters.
如果要我给一个定义给侍奉神的话呢，我会说是一个真正相信耶稣的人，过着一个敬虔的生活，这就是侍奉神了。
If I had to define serving God, then I would say that it would have to be someone who truly believes God and leads a devout life.
因为这里讲的首先是你要真正的相信，真信，因为只有真信神，信有末世的审判，信耶稣的救赎，你才会在自己生活的每一个细节上面去以神为先。
Firstly, they must truly believe, because only after they believe, if they believe in Judgment Day as well as believe in redemption, then only then will they be able to prioritize God in every aspect of their lives.
所以呢，侍奉神是一种生活态度，而不是做了什么事情。
Therefore, serving God is a way of life rather than doing such deeds.
一个敬畏神的人呢，他的生活态度， 就是不论他在做什么事情，包括读书啊、工作啊、家庭啊或者教会，都是为神而做的，什么事情都是侍奉。If
a person reveres God, then it'll be reflected in every aspect of their life, whether it be studying, working, family life, or going to church. It is all done for God, and it's all part of serving God.
那所以大家记得了，在教会做事情不一定代表是侍奉神，做什么事情都可以是侍奉神。
Therefore, we must remember that not everything that we do at church is serving God. Basically, everything that we do in our lives can also be considered as serving God.
记得上一次我们讲到的题目是讲到有关奉献的问题。
Last time we talked about giving donations.
以色列人呢不愿意奉献。导致了当时的圣殿呢、破落了，使圣殿工作的那些祭司啊，或者利未人啊，或者是那些本来很敬虔的人，开始非常的失望，对信仰失望。
The Israelites were reluctant to give, therefore this led to the destruction of their temple. It left a lot of people disappointed.
他们看到那一些敬畏神的人呢，生活很困难。
They saw that many devout Christians were experiencing hardship.
而那一些为自己而活的人，那些不敬拜神的人，却事事亨通。
And they saw that a lot of non-Christians and evildoers, they were succeeding in life.
所以呢，他们再一次埋怨神，说过敬虔的生活是没有用的。
So once again, they complained to God, saying that living a devout life won't get you anywhere in life.
那一些不怕神的人都没有得到惩罚，所以我们去敬畏神，我们去侍奉神是白费的。
They saw the evildoers go on their lives unpunished. Therefore, they thought that it was a waste of time to serve God.
神要解决人这种的疑惑，所以呢，神要回应这一些的思想。
God wanted to take their doubts away, therefore he responded to their thoughts.
所以呢，神在这里第十六节的下半节开始说了，他说，在他的面前有记录册，记录那些敬畏耶和华和思念他名的人。
Therefore, in the second part of verse 16, it says, a list of people and what they did was written on a scroll in front of him.
一讲到这个纪念册啊，我们就会想到在启示录里面约翰所看见的那个异象。
This is similar to what John foresaw in the book of Revelations.
在启示录里面啊，最后的审判当中啊，如果我们之前有读过的话，里面讲到凡名字不在生命册上的都要被抛到永恒的火湖里面。
In the final judgment, towards the final days of judgment, all those names that are not recorded on this scroll will be thrown into the eternal furnace of hell.
这里告诉我们，神不会忘记我们所做的，不管是好的还是坏的，神都记得。
So from this we can see that God will not forget our deeds, whether it's good or bad, He'll remember it all.
我们看见那些神呢、对那些不义的人没有做出惩罚，是因为时候还没有到。
God hasn't punished the evildoers just yet because the time hasn't come.
第十八节，继续看，当审判来到的时候，人就要看出义人和恶人、侍奉神的人和不侍奉神的人之间的分别。
In verse 18, it says, once again, you will see the difference between the godly people and the sinful people, and you will see the difference between those who serve me and those who do not.
而在第十章里面开始讲到，这个分别是非常的可怕的。
So it can be seen that separating good from evildoers can be quite frightening.
不信的人，不敬畏神的人，在第十章的第一节说，那日来到，像烧着的火炉一样，骄傲的和作恶的都必成为碎秸。那要来的日子必把他们烧尽，不给他们留下一根一枝。
So this is what chapter 4 verse 1 had to say about those non-believers, the evildoers. You can be sure the day of the Lord is coming. My anger will burn like a furnace, and those who are proud will be like straw. You will all those who will do what is evil. The day that is coming will set them on fire, says the Lord who rules over all. Not even a root or a branch will be left to them.
碎秸指的是农民啊，在收割麦子的时候啊，把那个打麦子之后呢，把米捡起来，剩下的那些皮啊、稻草碎啊那些东西。
So after harvesting rice, there will be remaining parts left, such as husks and straws.
人们会把那些没用的东西扔到火炉里面去全部烧掉。
And people would chuck these parts away into a furnace.
神就是用这个景象来形容不敬畏神的人在末世审判的时候景象是怎样的。
This is an example that God used in order to make us understand what Judgment Day will be like.
如果我们去看电影的话，看2012，我们可以当它是一部电影去看。
When we go to watch the movie 2012, we can see it as a movie.
但是圣经的话，是神告诉我们人的结局是怎样的，它和电影有不一样。
But what the Bible has told us, we cannot take so lightly because it is not a movie.
圣经不是一本故事书，它讲的是人的历史和未来。
It is not a storybook. It talks about mankind's history and future.
圣经里面的大部分的预言在以前已经实现了。
Many of the prophecies in the Bible have already been fulfilled.
包括了耶稣基督的降生啊，受死啊，复活啊。
Including Jesus' birth, death, and resurrection.
剩下的那部分在将来也要成就的。
And the rest will be fulfilled in the future.
永远的火湖，永远的火湖是神要告诉我们人将来的结果。
The eternal furnace of hell is a warning from God to warn us of our futures.
末日的审判是非常可怕的。
Judgment Day is a very frightening thought.
但是它只针对那些不敬畏神的人来说是非常可怕的。
But it's only frightening for those who do not revere God.
对于那些手里掌握着神的应许的人来说呢，末日的审判代表着好日子终于来到了。
For those that have revered God and His commands, it represents the beginning of a better life.
在第二节啊，第四章的第二节，神说：“对你们敬畏我名的人，必有公义的太阳升起来。”他的光线有医治的能力，你们必出来跳跃，像栏里的肥牛犊。
In verse 2 it says, But here is what will happen for you who have respect for me. The sun that brings life will rise, its rays will bring healing to my people. You will go out like and leap like calves and have just been led out to the barn.
这经文里面讲的太阳，我们都知道太阳是表达温暖生命这种的象征。
We know that the sun represents warmth and life.
神在那个时候要完全的来医治我们曾经为他受过的伤。
At that time, God will want to heal us completely, heal us because of our sufferings for him.
公义在那个时候才会完全完全的彰显出来。
Only then will righteousness be manifested.
神又说敬畏他的人像肥牛犊，这个肥牛犊不是说我们像牛一样而被火锅被吃掉了，不是这样。
God saying that his followers are like calves, not saying that we can have hot pot and we can cook them.
而是说到我们会被神受到神的照顾，而像肥牛犊一样呢，充满的精神活力起来跳跃的赞美神。
But rather in this passage it's saying that he will look after us and will be full of energy to worship him.
第三节继续讲，你们必欠大恶人，在我施行作为的日子，他们必在你们脚掌之下成为尘土。
In verse 3 it says, You will stomp on sinful people, they will be like ashes under your feet. That will happen on the day I act, says the Lord.
这里说的是敬畏神的人在审判的时候将会与基督一起审判恶人。
This verse tells us that those who honor God will judge the wicked alongside Jesus on Judgment Day.
神要赐权柄给我们一起去审判。
And God will give us the highest authority and allow us to judge others.
这些经文应用到今天的教会，我们基督徒也面对同样的问题，我们需要来思考。
Today's Christians are also faced with similar problems, therefore, we have to apply this passage to present day scenarios.
其中一个最大的问题是，就是我们的信仰 到底是真的还是假的呢？
One of the biggest problems is whether our belief is true or false.
信还有真和假的吗？
Is there such a thing as pretending to believe?
当然有啊。如果你是真正的相信耶稣，你真正的相信圣经的话，你就会惧怕神在审判时候的愤怒。
If you truly believe in Jesus, the Bible, and then you will not be afraid of the wrath of God on Judgment Day.
你今天你的生活里面就会追求着一个敬虔的生活，并期待末日的到来。
You'll aim to lead a devout life and anticipate the day of the Lord's second coming.
我想今天我们普遍教会所面对的最大的问题呢，不是假信。
The biggest challenge facing the church is not false believers.
因为不会很多人呢假装要做基督徒的，是不是？
Because there won't be a lot of people who will pretend to be Christians.
而今天最大的问题是，很多人他不管自己是真信还是假信。
Rather, the biggest problems today is that a lot of people don't care whether they are a true or false believer.
大部分的人呢都不去认真的思考自己信仰的问题。
A lot of people refuse to think carefully about their religion.
当然，去上教会，上教会归上教会，自己怎么过还是怎么过。
Going to church does not affect my everyday life.
信仰生活这两样东西哈，上教会的生活和自己的生活是没有关系的，是两样东西。
There are no connections between my religion and my life.
生活上也从来没有去思考我做那件事情，那神的心意是怎样呢？
I never take the time to think about what God wants me to do with my life.
也从来不去考虑我做这件事情审判的时候我要怎么去面对呢？
And doesn't think about how we're going to face Judgment Day.
每一天就这样胡混的不思考的过日子。
And live each day carelessly.
这就是后现代人的生活状况。
This is one of the characteristics of postmodernism.
大家都不太理将来是怎样的，只要今天过得好就行了。
No one cares about the future, only the present day.
这也是为什么现在这么多人欠了信用卡的钱呢又还不上的原因。
This is why a lot of people can't pay back their credit card debts.
因为他们不关心将来怎么还，他只重看今天我怎么花。
Because they don't care about how they're going to pay off their debts. They only care about what they should spend their money on today.
他们都经常讲那句话叫什么？不在乎天长地久，只在乎曾经拥有。
There's a saying that goes something along these lines of they don't care about a long-lasting relationship, only whether once they've had a relationship.
非常好。这句话是不是很浪漫啊？
Such a romantic sentence, don't you think?
魔鬼就是把毒药加上了一点点蜜糖，再加上一个很美丽的包装。
The devil has blended poison with honey and then wrapped it up beautifully.
是每一个人看见都想吃。
Tempting everyone to eat it.
作为基督徒。这种的生活方式不应该是我们的生活方式。
As Christians, this should not be the way we lead our lives.
因为世上的人他们不知道自己的结局是怎样的。
Because many people on this world do not know what will happen to them on the final days.
但是作为基督徒，神已经告诉了我们人的结局是怎样的，我们的结局是怎样的。
But as Christians, God has already warned us through the Bible.
神告诉我们不要轻视我们每一天的生活。
God told us to live each day carefully.
因为今天我们怎样的生活就影响着未来我们怎样的去面对审判。
Because our everyday life will affect how we'll be judged on Judgment Day.
基督徒要怎样过一个侍奉神的生活呢？
How should we lead, as Christians, how should we lead a life that serves God?
第一点，我们需要有人生侍奉的计划。
So first of all, we must have a plan to serve God.
刚才讲过了，不单单是在教会做事情才是侍奉神，我们生活的每一个环节都是侍奉神。
As we talked about earlier, it's not only at church that we serve God, rather every aspect of our lives is part of serving God.
我知道这里我们很多人都喜欢看篮球的，在美国的 NBA 篮球队里面有一个球星叫韦德。
I know that many of you are basketball fans. There's an American NBA basketballer called Dwayne Wade.
我不知道大家认不认识他。
I don't know if you're familiar with him.
他出名呢，是因为他的球技哈，他技术非常的好，和听说他长得很帅。
He's famous because he has great skills and he's handsome.
去年呢，他还被选为叫一个叫时尚先生啊，这一个名称。
And last year he was voted to be Mr. Fashionable.
我不看篮球，所以我没看过他打球。
I don't watch basketball, so I've never seen him play.
他引起我和很多其他的人注意的原因，是因为他是一个很敬虔的基督徒。
But he caught my attention and the attention of many others because he's a devout Christian.
在讲到他的球技的时候呢，在篮球场上啊，他有一个名字叫做大骗子。
In terms of his skills, he has been called the biggest liar on the court.
因为在篮球场里面，他那种假动作啊，经常都能够骗到人。
Because his moves are highly unpredictable and he makes a lot of fake moves.
但是在他的生活当中，韦德是一个非常虔诚的基督徒，他把自己的收入的十分之一都是准时的交到教会。
But in real life, Dwayne is a devout Christian who donates 1/10 of his earnings to the church.
当然了，你和我收入的十分之一可能不多，但是对于一个球星来说，那是很多的。
Perhaps for people like you and I, 1/10 of our earnings isn't that much really, but for a famous basketballer, it can be quite a lot.
他这样的形容自己，他说我不是骗子，其实如果你真的认识我的话，你就会知道我是一个怎样的人。
This is how he describes himself. I'm not a liar. If you know me deep down, then you'll know what type of person I am.
除了打篮球和教会生活之外呢，他也一直投身在公益事业，帮助别人身上。
Aside from church and playing basketball, he's also a philanthropist.
有一个例子，在2008年的圣诞节的前夕，当他听到在佛罗里达州有一家人呐，有个小孩子，他不小心玩火把整个家房子所有的家产都烧掉了，烧毁了。
During Christmas time of 2008, he heard a child accidentally burnt down his house because he was playing in South Florida.
这一家人没有办法过圣诞节。
And this family was unable to celebrate Christmas as a result.
韦德当听到这个消息之后，就马上去送了一间房子给他们，还有一些的家具、衣物和圣诞礼物。
As soon as he heard this news, he immediately bought them a new home, along with furniture, clothing, and Christmas gifts.
当然了，他的能力比我们强，他可以送一间房子给人家，我们可能做不到。
Of course, he's more capable than we are. He's able to buy them a new house, but we can't do that.
但是有很多事情是我们能做得到的。
But there are a lot of things that we can do.
侍奉神最大的工作就是在世上为耶稣来做见证。
The most important part of serving God is to be a good testimony for God.
让别人在我们的身上看见耶稣，认识耶稣。
So that others can see Christ's image through us.
这就是侍奉。
This is what it means to serve.
那认识这个球星韦德的人呢，都会知道他是一个基督徒。
Everyone who knows Dwayne will know that he's a Christian.
因为他的生活就是一个敬虔的生活。
Because he lives a devout life.
而神在我们每一个人身上都有一个侍奉的计划，每一个人都有计划。
God has a different plan for all of us.
所以呢，我们每一个人，你看看周围都有不同的身份、不同的工作和不同的环境。
Therefore, we all have different identities, work in different places, live different lives, and in different environments.
神是要我们在我们自己的身份当中去侍奉神。
We can serve God through our identity.
譬如韦德，他是一个篮球明星，因为很多人认识他，所以呢，他可以使用他的名气去侍奉神，为神做见证。
So as for Dwayne, he's a famous basketballer and he's well known to many. So he can use his fame to be a testimony for God.
台湾有一个过了世的基督徒作家叫杏林子啊，他从小就是伤残人士，他不能走，不能跑。
There's a Christian author in Taiwan. She's quite famous, and she was born a paraplegic.
但是她能写。
But she can write.
她用她的笔来侍奉神。
She can use a pen to serve God.
她和韦德就是完全两个世界的人，但是大家都是在侍奉神。
Her and Dwayne are two living in two separate worlds, but at the same time, they're both serving God.
你们每一个人都能够侍奉神。
Each and every one of you can do the same.
大家有没有思考过，怎样在你那有限的几十年生命当中去侍奉神呢？
Have you ever thought about how you can best serve God during the limited number of years in your life?
今年我们团契有所改变，目的就是为了让我们能够更好的去装备自己，来为神做见证。
This year we have changed the way we operate our Bible study groups so that we can better prepare ourselves and be a testimony for God.
如果你从来没有想过人生要怎样去侍奉神的话，我想现在就是时候去思考。
If you have never thought about how you can serve God then in your lifetime, then this would be a good starting point.
因为只有侍奉神的人在末世审判的时候才站立得住。
Because only those who have served God will be able to stand during judgment day.
第二点要提醒大家的是，侍奉的时候要全身投入的侍奉。
Secondly, I want to remind everyone that when you're serving God, you have to do it wholeheartedly.
我们的侍奉不是做给人看的。
We are not serving God in order for others to see.
别人看得见的地方，我们就过着敬虔的生活；别人看不见的地方呢，我们就藏污纳垢。
In front of others, we'll try to live a devout life, while in private, we still choose to live a shameful life.
讲个故事给大家听啊。
Let me tell you a story.
在津巴布韦啊，这一个国家是一个挺混乱的一个国家哈。
Zimbabwe is a country full of problems.
Yeah, 在那里有一个司机啊，他在工作当中呢，走到一半就停在一个酒吧面前，就进去喝酒了。
There's a driver in that country who, while he was working, he stopped at a bar and he went in for a drink.
当他回到自己的车上的时候呢，发现自己车上的20名精神病患者全部逃跑了。
When he returned to his vehicle, he found the 20 psychotic passengers that he was carrying had all escaped.
本来呢，他的工作应该是把这些病人啊送到一个精神病院去的。
Originally, he was supposed to have taken them to a mental hospital nearby.
他非常的害怕，怕丢掉了工作，又怕被人骂，怎么办呢？
He was really scared at this time. He didn't want to lose his job and he didn't want to get told off. So what should he do?
所以呢，这个司机他就把车开到了一个公共汽车站里面。
So the driver drove his vehicle to a nearby bus stop.
然后告诉人家可以免费的坐这个车。
And offered everyone free lifts.
那大家都上车了。
So the passengers went on board.
然后呢，他把这些的乘客送到了精神病院。
And then he took them straight to the mental hospital.
然后告诉那医院里面的人，他说啊，这些精神病非常厉害的，整天有幻觉啊，整天会胡言乱语的，所以你们要小心。
And then he told the staff at the hospital that these patients are very ill and they often see illusion, they are often deluded and they don't know what they're saying.
这件事是真事，这件事呢，在三天之后才被揭穿。
This is a true story and 3 days later, finally they realized that this, he had fooled them.
想想，被关在里面的人，关了三天做精神病人，也挺可怕的。
It must have been pretty scary for those passengers.
我们可以欺骗人，甚至可以欺骗一段时间。
We can fool others, and we can do it for a period of time.
但是上帝是不能被欺骗的。
But we cannot fool God.
我们是怎样的，我们做了什么，上帝都一清二楚。
Because he knows everything that we have done in our lifetime.
他所要求我们的是要用心灵和诚实来敬拜他。
Therefore, he requires us to serve him honestly.
所以同样的，我们做基督徒可能要过金钱的生活哈，我们装出来的金钱生活，你可能可以欺骗到你的身边的弟兄姐妹。
If we pretend to live a devout life, we may be able to fool our brothers and sisters.
甚至可以欺骗到你的牧师。
To the extent of fooling your minister.
甚至可能一辈子都没有被揭穿。
And we can probably carry on for the rest of our lives.
但是上帝，你一点都不能欺骗。
But you mustn't fool God.
在审判的时候，上帝的记录册拿出来的时候，就看到记录了你所有的事情。
Because on the day of judgment, God will take out His scroll and it'll have all your deeds written on there.
所以我们的侍奉是要真心真意的侍奉，是全身的投入在上帝的国度里面的侍奉。
Therefore, we must serve God wholeheartedly.
第三点，我们的侍奉目标要非常的清晰。
Thirdly, we must have a clear aim when we are serving.
做一个敬拜神的人，过金钱生活的人是不容易的。
It is not easy to serve God and lead a devout life.
我们常常会受到攻击啊，逼迫啊。
We'll often encounter persecution and attack.
如果我们用在教会的工作侍奉上面做例子的话，你在教会的侍奉其实就是不容易的。
It is, as an example, it is not easy to serve God even at church.
举个例子，譬如说我们当中有很多人做过营长啊，组织营会的营长，可能你辛苦了大半年，组织了很多的活动。
So many of us sitting here may have been camp leaders in the past. As you would know, you would have to take more than half a year to organize and prepare for the camp.
到最后的结果，很多时是很多人说不去太贵了，不好玩啊，很忙啊，等等等等。
But in the end, you'll hear a lot of people say that they don't want to go because it's too boring, it's too expensive, they're too busy, etc.
这些都会使我们非常的失望。
All of these excuses will disappoint us.
所以很多教会啊，办营会啊，做营长啊，只做一届，第二届就不敢再做了。
Therefore, in a lot of church, the trend is that they'll only be a camp leader for 1 year, and then they won't want to do it anymore the following year.
在我们平常的侍奉，譬如说团契啊、小组查经班也会这样。
Similarly, this also happens in our everyday Bible studies and cell groups, etc.
我组长预备的很好，他准备了很多的资料啊、诗歌啊、游戏啊，很多很多的东西，但是到最后时间到了，没人来。
The Bible study leader might have taken a lot of time to prepare for games and content, but in the end, no one will show up.
我想艾菲也经常会遇到这个问题，和煮了很多很多东西，到最后没人来吃，要我吃一个礼拜。
I think Ivy has also encountered this problem when she cooks a lot, and then no one comes to eat it, and Ben has have to eat it for the whole week.
就算是带领敬拜赞美的组长也是啊，预备好了歌，准备好了很多，但是大家回家都没有预备就来了就唱了，也是令到带领的人很失望。
This also happens to praise and worship leaders when they prepared a lot, but everyone shows up and they haven't rehearsed at home or practiced, and a lot of leaders in the end will be very disappointed.
如果讲到失望的话，我想最失望的应该是在传福音的这个问题上面。
In terms of disappointment, the greatest disappointment will be to do with evangelizing to others.
很多时候我们看到有人因为遇到问题困难来教会。
You see people coming to church with difficulties or troubles in their lives.
你会尽一切的能力去帮助他嘛。我们的目的就是为了彰显神的爱，让他能够认识神。
And you'll do everything in your best of abilities to help them in order for them to get to know God.
他也会接受你的帮助啊，并且常常的来教会，甚至是后来受洗了，成为基督徒了。
And they'll accept your help, and they'll come to church for a while, and they'll even be baptized.
你以为怎么样？行了，传福音成功，是不是
？And so you think that you have succeeded.
谁知道过了一段时间，他的困难过了，就不再来教会了。
But after a while, as soon as they get over their troubles, they'll stop coming to church.
大家要知道，如果你是一个侍奉神的人，总会有一大堆一大堆的失望陪伴着你。
I would like to tell everyone that if you serve God, then there will be a lot of disappointments in your life.
所以呢，也有些人只选择去教会崇拜，不参与任何的工作。
Therefore, a lot of people only choose to come to church, but not participate in serving.
我在读神学的时候啊，有一位长辈这样的告诉我。
When I was at the Bible College, an elderly brother once told me this.
他说，一个神学院毕业的传道人，如果你能够守得住一开始的七年，你就能够侍奉接着后来的七十年。
And this is what he said: if a Bible college graduate can keep up their work for 7 years, then they'll be able to do it for 70 years.
我想这个逻辑啊，也可以应用在一般的信徒身上面。
The same logic can also be applied to our Christian brothers and sisters.
如果一个组长，一个小组的组长，他能够带领一个小组七年的话，他就能够带领七十年。
If a Bible study leader can lead a group for 7 years, and they can do it for 70 years.
如果一个人能连续参加祷告会七年的话，他就能够参加祷告会七十年。
If a person can attend prayer meetings for 7 years in a row, then they can do it for 70 years.
那我感谢主，以前有这样的人来提醒我。
And therefore, I thank God for allowing this person to provide me with these words of wisdom.
以前如果我这个代职侍奉的时候不算的话呢，我在这里的侍奉已经四年了。
I have already been at this church serving for the last 4 years.
再过三年的话呢，我就练功可以出关了，是吧？
And in another 3 years, I will have succeeded.
我相信我能坚持得住。
I believe that I can endure this.
因为我已经不怕失望了。
Because disappointment no longer frightens me.
但是在过去的四年当中，特别我想今天也是一个很好的机会去回顾一下艾菲昨天案例我们在这一段日子当中的侍奉日子。
This is also a good opportunity to review the past few weeks when, especially yesterday when Ivy was ordained as a deacon.
好像我们两个在过去这么多年里面有无数次因为侍奉上的事情掉下眼泪。
We have shed many tears in the past due to serving God.
有的是因为失望。
Some were due to disappointment.
有的是因为遇到了困难。
Others were due to encountering problems.
有的是因为受到伤害了。
Or that we were attacked, or we have suffered.
而在这一段时间里面，我们都学会了一样事情。
But through these lessons and through this period, we have learned one thing.
就是在今天经文当中告诉我们的事情。
This it's the same lesson as what today's passage is trying to tell us.
失望，如果你是侍奉的话，失望是一个现实。我们不能够去否定这一个现实。
If you're serving, then disappointment is a reality.
失望是一个现实，除非到了最后的审判那一天，侍奉神的人，我们不论做什么，我们都会有在我们身边。
Disappointment will be a reality until the end of days when judgment, when we're being judged and
但是我们最重要的一点是要学会不要被失望打败你。
But the most important thing that we should learn is that you have to try to overcome disappointment.
因为不要像以色列人这样的说法侍奉神是白费的，没有用的当失望来临的时候，我们就不能用这样的心态去面对。
Do not be like the Israelites and say serving God is a waste of time. When we're disappointed, do not try to think this way.
神告诉我们说，我们的盼望不是在今天。
God tells us that our eternal hope is not for today.
也不是在我们所做的那些事情里面。
And it is not in everything that we do.
也不是说在我们所做的事情的结果里面，好和坏，不是在那个里面。
And it is not in the outcomes of the things that we do.
我们的盼望是在末日审判的那一天。
Our hope lies in the day of judgment.
今天我们为神侍奉的经历的一切 神有一本小册子都记住了。
God has a scroll that records everything that we do for him in present day.
我们并不否认今天我们在侍奉生活上面我们有失望。
We do not, it is not, we do not overlook the fact that there are disappointments in our life.
但是同时我们也有着末日的盼望。
But at the same time, we have the eternal hope.
没有这样的盼望，就没有失望。
If we do not have the hope, then there will be no disappointments.
而这一些只有你是侍奉神的人，经历失望的人，你才会经历真正的盼望是怎样的。
You will only learn of the hope that we'll have once you have encountered troubles and once you have served God and you experience disappointment.
而如果没有侍奉，他就不会有失望了，他也不会经历这一些。
If you do not serve, then you will not have any disappointments, and you'll also miss out on a lot of other experiences.
那如果你在今天啊，在侍奉神的这个生活上面呢，或者过敬虔的生活上面有烦恼的话，我最后送你一句的圣经。
If you are encountering different problems or issues in your life in to do with serving God, whether it's financially or the things that you do, then I would like to remind you of the following verse.
就在马太福音里面有一句的登山宝训的话这样说。
It is in the book of Matthews and it is one of the lessons on the mount.
为义受逼迫的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
Those of you who have been persecuted for the sake of God, then you will be blessed because heaven will be your overall goal.
这就是说，当我们今天侍奉神，当我们今天经历困难的时候，天国就是我们的。
Because when we're encountering these problems, we will have to think of the eternal kingdom of heaven as our hope.
盼望我们每一个人都有这样的福分。
And I hope that all of you will be able to have this hope.